Hey guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I'm so excited. I hope that you all have had a phenomenal week, a peaceful Sunday reset, and I'm so excited to get into it today. Now today, y'all, we have such a special guest. I'm so freaking excited. Today we have a two-time All-ACC performer. She was named the 2023 AVCA All East Coast Region team. She was a two-time captain for Pitt, leading them to a three-time final, She was a two-time captain for Pitt, leading them to a three-time semifinal appearance. She was drafted number six into the PVF, and this past year she played for She played for League One's, this past year she played for League One's Omaha volleyball team. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Chia Maka Wokalo. Chia, thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited. Seriously, you are amazing. I'm so excited just to get into it today with you.
Me too, honey.
Yay, it's been too long. I feel like we've needed this so much. So I'm excited. And we have a lot to get into. I think that we both can relate so much just because we both have very similar interests and hobbies. I feel like whenever it comes to just clothes and music and just like all things girl talk, you know, like I think that especially being so invested and being like an athlete in general, that can kind of take away some part of your like femininity and just, you know, like being super invested into like your own personal style. And like, so I'm just so excited to kind of get into some of that talk today, because I feel like you and I both are very, very super always on the same page. So I'm super excited today. But kind of leading with that, I guess for starters, to kind of start us off with a bang, what's a fashion trend that you swore that you would never try, but now that you love?
Okay. It wasn't that I swore that I'd never I would try it, but I did not think I could rock it. So the baggy low-rise jean look, I think, like, for people with your body type, like, high fashion,
working.
And so I feel like I thought for a second, I was like, I don't know if I can rock it. Like, it just looks so good. And then my girlfriend Dylan was here this past weekend, and she was like, you need to try it. And I was like, okay. So we went to Abercrombie and Fitch, Curve Love section.
Yeah, they have the best jeans ever.
Curve Love section longs. And I got a pair. And at first I was like, ugh. But then she was like, you just have to trust it. She told me to get a baby tee.
The baby tee, like a little tank on it. And then just let it just do its thing.
Right. And so I put it together, and at first, like, walking around, I didn't know how I felt. And then afterwards, I'm like, okay, no, this is tea.
It's tea. It felt like tea, didn't it? Like, you really start to feel yourself, too.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's such a difference between the high-rise feeling versus, like, the low-rise feeling, too.
Yeah.
But I feel like the low-rise can be scary because, like, your stomach's out and stuff like that. That's what makes it so good.
Yes. And I also just, like, I don't know. I love fashion and I love clothes. And I feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm, like, a collection of, like, all my different friends that I've been, like, inspired by. Like, Cat Flood's one of my friends, Dylan, all these girls who just have, like, their own style that I'm just, like, ooh, I like that. Like, let me try to,
let me pull, like, bits and pieces from, like, each person's style. And,
yeah.
And that's what I feel like is so cool, too. Whenever you can, like, look at someone's outfit and be like, ooh, like, that's cute. Let me try that. Let me try that. Because I feel like that's how you know that, like, your mind, like, wants to tap into it, too. Like, oh, my gosh, that's so.
I feel like that's, like, what any, I feel like, you know, there's not really, like, an original thought. I feel like everybody's, like, a little, especially if, like, you're a fashionista, like, sometimes I'm like, bro, we all got it from looking at somebody on the street or looking at a friend. Like, I like that. I like this. I like that. And then you find a way to, like,
and then you find a way to make it into your own. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel like we all just need to start, like, tapping into, like, our own personal style, too. Because I'm like, we all, like, give off of each other, too. Like, I will literally be scrolling through my Instagram and literally, like, we'll just be staring at how good, like, each person looks in their clothes. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, that's like a, like, just like their top or their jeans. And I'm like,
need that.
It's just, It's so tea. It's so nice.
It's
Yeah,
so
I would
fun.
say I know. I fucking love clothes and I love just like experimenting with like just like different looks and different styles too. Just because I feel like especially whenever you're like playing, especially just for like how long and how like intense, especially just being in colleges, it's like your fashion is really prone just to one, like just being in college, and two, I feel like just like sweats and sweatshirts just because like you're so fucking tired all the time. And that's your
Literally, I feel like, sorry, go ahead.
no, go, 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 go.
I literally felt that because I feel like in college, like I did not care. Like, not that I didn't care, but I just wore sweatpants and like leggings and hoodies and shorts, like whatever easiest. And then like on a random occasion, maybe a birthday was when I'm like, okay, like let me buy something random. But yes, post.
Me heavy on maybe a birthday too. I
Wow.
think that's so real. That's so real. No, but
If
like that's
not,
so
I'd
true
be
though.
grabbing stuff from the
Ow.
closet. Sorry, I feel like we're, I feel like, am I delayed on you?
Let me.
Because I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm talking over you. And I don't know if that's because we're
No,
both
no,
really
no.
excited to chat or if the
No, you're
things
not.
being slow.
It might be on mine, maybe. But it should like line up. I think it should be fine.
Okay, cool. Sorry. I just wanted to make sure it
No,
wasn't just for me.
no, trust me. Thank you. That's much fucking appreciated. No, one of the things that I wore that I would never, or not really like never wear, but kind of like you, like I just never could like picture myself wearing it until I finally did, was one loafers. I've been like eating up loafers recently. Like I've
Okay.
always been like a sneaker girl, really. Like that's been like my like main thing. Like sneakers and heels. Like there was no fucking in between at all. But I've been recently, especially just now that it's been like kind of warmer outside, some like loafers and socks and then like a cute like mini skirt moment. Like I've been really feeling it recently, but it's very new for me though. I'm still kind of like testing it, but that's
Right.
been something that's kind of been new for me that I've been kind of liking though.
Okay, are loafers are like kind of like clogs, like you know those
Yes.
clogs, but like they're more elevated, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like they have like a small little platform beneath them, and
Okay.
it's like the tip of them is just more like round and oval-y, if that
Okay.
makes sense. Like
I think I have it in my head.
there are some that have like the line, but like I follow, there's like this group of girls, and one lives actually they all live in Europe, I think. But they're just like fashion creators basically, and they were the ones, it was literally kind of like what you said, like they would constantly wear like the loafers and stuff like that, and then I would be like, God, that looks so cool on them, like it just looks so cool. And then I finally got the confidence and courage to buy me a pair, and I've been obsessed with them. It's been
Okay,
ridiculous.
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
Okay, I used to think that when I don't know. I used to think the phrase like, oh, when you wear clothes and you wear certain things, it's like a form of like self-expression. I don't know why back in the day I used to think that was like the corniest statement ever. I'm like,
Yes.
girl, what? Like, what do you mean it's self-expression? I'm just putting it on because it looks good,
Right.
blah, blah, blah. But now, like, as I'm like getting older and like I put on different outfits, I feel like it like brings out like a different personality or side.
Yes. No,
Like,
I swear, like the clothes that you wear makes you feel different. And it is crazy because like if I'll leave the house wearing like a sexy ass dress or something, like I'm gonna walk out like feeling like I'm like that girl, like that I'm T. But then it's like if I leave wearing like a collared shirt and like nice pants or something, like then it's like I don't even know. It's just crazy how it's like what you wear can like tell so much about you too. And
Right.
like that's where too, I never really looked at clothes as being like a representation from me. It was like I always looked at like my family, like my friends, my like it was like my it was like my choices and stuff like that. But it was like I never looked at what I was wearing as a reflection of like who I actually was. And then like and then I was like, once I started to really like look into clothes that way, I like it's like made me so much more like passionate even like about
About
clothes too. Like it's crazy.
literally,
It's
literally, because
crazy.
it's like there's so many, I feel like we all have so many different sides of us, like when you really, really do the work to like figure out who you are and all that stuff. And there's so many different sides of us, and it's like, okay, like how do I want to like portray this side or like show this? I
Yeah.
also, like it connects to like the whole like being inspired by like other people. Like in my life personally, I'm just like, okay, like obviously I get along with these different people for a
Yep.
specific reason. Like I feel like all your friends and people that are in your life are like little reflections of you. So it's like
100%.
when you take from their style, it literally just like it just makes sense. Why, like when you put it on, it's like, oh, I feel this. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I loved how you just said that too. And I think it's so cool whenever you look at like how your friends dress and everything too, because like I feel like whenever you kind of set that tone for like your friendships or just even like your family and stuff like that, just even being able to like embrace each other's like different styles and stuff like that too. Like it's like, yes, it's fun to be able to like match and twin and, but like I love whenever we all look so polar opposite because I'm like,
Literally.
that's how you know that that group knows who the fuck they are too. And like that's like what is so fun about it, 'cause like that's pure like power to me. Like, oh my gosh, like I don't know, I love like, it's like if I'm ever like walking the streets and like I'll see either like two girls or like three or four girls and then it's like they're all just completely like dressed polar opposites. I'm like, they're vibes. I'm like, they are a vibe for
Literally.
sure.
And it's really like describing like every single one of like all the friend groups and friends I have. I'm like, bro, you're giving something so different than I'm giving, but I love it. We both look great
We both
now.
look great, and that's what's fun too, because it was like I could never see myself wearing exactly what they would be wearing, but like they pull it off so well too, and like it just fits, you know, and it's so fun just
Literally.
seeing the clothes fit the person.
Yes.
Love, 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 love. Okay, kind of go into music a little bit, but what song would be playing if we walked into a party in slow motion? I've like envisioned this moment so many freaking times because I'm so dramatic, but I want to hear you.
Me, girl, I literally think life is a music video. Like,
I do too.
I.
Like every single moment, I will be like doing the like most extra thing, like thinking that there's
Like,
lights all around me, like
cameras everywhere. Like, if
everywhere all the
my life
time.
is it's a production, like, I will literally be like in the car feeling some type of way. And I'm like, let me play this music and then just drive and be like. But. I've been super into what's it called? Like jazz instrumentals, but like very like super vibey, not like you're because I don't know, jazz is like not boring to me, but I love
No,
it.
I love jazz. I love jazz. We have a jazz club here, and they have a, oh my gosh, they're so good.
I'm so jealous. We have one in Columbus, and I need to like go to like a jazz lounge and just
It's,
listen to
oh
like
my
good
gosh, good. Good
music.
music with a good cocktail, sitting, listening. Oh my gosh.
That's like a perfect, that is a perfect night for me.
Thanks.
But I've been listening to this guy lately. His name is Venna. I don't know if it's a guy though, actually, it's a girl
Ooh,
or a guy.
Vena, you're gonna put me on.
No. And I actually, what's it called? I actually posted my Instagram post last night to the song called Avenue B.
Wait, I love that song because I'm not gonna lie, I was looking at your pictures because you've been killing it on your freaking post recently too. Like it's been fire, it's been fire. No, but I love that. Like it was just again such a vibe. It just paints the picture so well
It
too.
paints the picture, and I'm like, okay, I don't know about you, but I used to like have such a different perspective about Instagram. Like I used to be like, okay, let me post and like how many likes am I getting, how many whatever,
Yes,
and then like a
yes.
shit happened and I was like, I literally just love like creating like slides and putting stuff together, like everything, like for me personally, it's like it's art, it's like expression, and I just like even with the order that I put things in, it's like intentional. And then I'm like, you're not really getting the full experience if you don't press play to the music and you swipe and enjoy
I
the
agree. And there is such a debate between putting music on your post, but I think putting the music, especially on your Instagram post, it completes the entire feel of it. Like, I'm the exact same way. Like, you must scroll through every single picture because it is going to match the point of the song. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Instagram is a big one with that. Like, I again love music so much. So I, and like, I literally think life's a music video. So in that moment when I'm like in the bathroom taking pictures with my girls, I'm like, bro, I feel like this song is perfect for
It's
exactly what I was feeling.
yeah,
Yeah.
I feel that so much. God.
That would be my walk-in song. I feel like that just, it gives what it's supposed to give. Like, no
Yeah.
words. It's like a nice little saxophone vibe. What about you?
Okay, mine is, which you may have not heard of this artist yet, because I kind of recently stumbled across him, but the song's called Yalan and it's by Serhat Demos. He's like an Arabian artist, but it is fire. Wait,
I was about to say, let's play
like
it.
you must listen to it. It is literally like, if I could walk in with all of my girls right freaking beside me, this is the song that
Just
would, with like lights coming, cameras going. Oh my God. Okay. Just wait. Can you hear it? So we're starting to make our way in. And then this is us walking in slow motion with lights.
I
Literally thought about that so
love that.
hard. Oh, I'm so weak. But it's so good.
Also, like that, what's it called? When you like listen to the or hear, I like a love language of mine is like sharing music and like people sharing music with me,
Me
because it
too.
just makes me like see like. Like in I'm putting myself in your head and I'm like this is what she's listening to and she's feeling herself and I love that. I love
Yay, I'm glad that you liked it too. Oh my gosh.
because right I've never when I like listen to different people's music I'm like interesting like this is what gets you like vibing and then there's music where I'm just like I can see how that gets you
You can see it exactly. And that's what
yeah.
I feel like is so fun, because I feel like also music can be so similar to clothes in that aspect too, where just like, or just like once you hear it and once you see it being connected, you're like, I like it makes total sense. Like that sets your vibe. And I feel like it's so fun.
So
Oh my
fun.
gosh. That is hilarious. Ooh, okay. Speaking of, okay, so we've gone through fashion, music. Now for a book or movie, what's a book or movie that has changed your perspective on life?
Okay.
Because I'm a
I
big
can't.
like film girl too, so
I'm unfortunately like
are you a
I
book
don't.
girl?
I'm a book girl.
Oh,
Sorry,
this
give me
is
2 minutes
good. No, you're fine.
because
This
I
is
need to
good.
find the book.
I've been recently starting to become a book girly. My issue is it just takes me like a really long time to finish books.
To finish a book, yeah. No, and I'm about to type in the Desires Infinitely, partly because we were made by God. The book is called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and so I read it at a time in my life that it was really rough. I actually read it last year. It's a pretty hard year for me. Volleyball, had a broken leg, lost some relationships that were important to me. So it was like a pretty rough year. And then I was talking to a friend and they were listening to me talk. And sometimes I can just yap. And I just can only imagine them being on the other end of me, like going throughout all of this. And they, like, we left the hangout and they were like, I think you should read this book. And I was like, okay. And so the
That's a
book
real one
basically,
too.
real one for real. The book basically talked about how God is in like the slowness of life and that like the devil wants you to hurry and all this stuff because I was down bad. Like I was, my leg was broken. I just finished college. Like I had like no direction of like what was next for me. I was like, am I still playing? Like all of this stuff. And I guess like when I was talking to this, my friend, I was like, I need to do this. I have to do this next. Like I need it. Like, you
Yeah,
know what I
like
mean? And the book
this
was,
is just,
yeah.
yeah, just trying to rush it.
Like rush it or just like I don't even know like just not sitting like sitting I need to sit down
I just sit
so I
and
need to
feel it.
the friend at the time
Yes.
was listening to like me talk, and I think I was like saying about talking about next steps and what I was gonna do next, and like he was just like, bro, chill out, like sit down,
chill out,
literally. And so I read it and I was like, whoa, like it's kind of crazy. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, we're so far from what God intended. And then like reading that book, it showed me like how like we're really far. Like he wanted us to have like a slow life, and like especially on the Western side in America, we are so fast paced. Like I can order a shirt right now and have it in front of my house by tonight. Like there's just no like slowness. And so that just taught me to like really be grounded and like be exactly like where my feet are. Like I was like, I'm at home right now. My friends are still playing. I'm not playing. I have a boot on my leg. Like I was pissed, but I'm like, okay, but I'm here.
But you're here. I'm here for a reason.
Right. Like God has me here for a reason. And like, I need to just like slow down. And so I got to spend time with my family. I learned so much about myself, and like, then like next steps started to become more clear as time went on. Not because like I was seeking them anymore. Mm-hmm. Not because I was like going after them anymore. Just because I was like really like resting in the situation I was in, the reality of what was going on.
Based on what you just said, though, I one relate to you so much on just having that point in your life where you almost just like looked around and like it seemed like you had nothing going for you probably, and like. That's mm-hmm. what's crazy too, is I feel like in that time, it seems like you have nothing going for you, but it's like what you can't see, everything is about to start coming to you. But like, it's just crazy though, because like, if you do not take the time to sit back and just be, you will mm-hmm. never be able to make time for what's to come either. And I feel like that's what's so hard about life. And God, what you said about even, just with how quick that we like, expect is, you know, I mean, like we can go on freaking Amazon and I mean, like have things in here within like 24 hours. Like that is
right.
crazy. And I feel like that's just kind of bleeding into like what we expect in every other aspect of our life.
Yes.
And that's where I feel like it can just be so hard, because it's like most of the things that are actually worth what we want to achieve is going to take longer than we could even imagine.
Yeah, literally.
But, like, it's going to be so much more worth it, too. And that's where mm-hmm. I feel like it's so easy to get wrapped up in what's next, like, this and this and this, and just almost, like, constantly trying to seek the next thing. And it's, like, trying to seek, like, the next move and where to pivot or change. But it's, like, the best thing that we do for ourselves is literally just like you said, like just be grounded and just be where you are meant to be, because the fact that we are here means that there's nowhere else that we even should be right now, you know?
Literally.
But I think
there's like no other reality that existed that I was somewhere else playing volleyball at that time. Like, no, I'm home. Like, you know what I mean? That's just kind of like what I, and then I've applied that to like the rest of my life. Like, literally. And it's just been, there's like some like there's just so much like freedom and peace that comes with it, like honestly, like let go and letting God do him. You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna do my on my end the work. I'm gonna get up and be consistent at like trying every day and doing something, but at the end of the day, like I feel like everything that has been for me has like come to me easy, if that makes sense. Like it hasn't been like this like crazy blood tooth nail battle of like, oh my gosh, like I had to work hard, but it's like that, like but it was like it was fun and it was like purpose driven. But like it sometimes, like when things are like super like hard and tough and like really do feel impossible, sometimes like maybe that's like a sign that it wasn't exactly for you. Because personally in my life, every single opportunity, even like how I started playing volleyball, going to Pitt, playing professional, like it just was a door open that I was like, oh yeah, like let me go through that, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And
No, and I 100%, oh my gosh, there's just so much there, which I completely agree with too. One, I think it's so hard though, whenever you are where you are, whenever you're in like a situation that you want to be in, or you're in a situation where you don't want to be in. I think it's so hard regardless, because we have so much access into, oh, like what we
like what we could, like what we could be doing, or
mm-hmm.
there's just like so much, or
what she's doing, what he's doing,
literally.
Yeah.
And then like,
yeah,
it's just so easy to fall down that like that rabbit hole almost, and just and like it's just so easy to lose sight into like where you are at. And I feel like that mm-hmm. is the most important thing, and like that's honestly where I feel like you can get and gain the most like opportunity as well, just because I feel like the more that you just focus and just put into your kind where like where you are at right now, that might it's like as long as you just do that, the rest is going to come as artists, you know. But
yeah,
but I feel like it's so hard, especially whenever you just want something so bad, it's so hard to not think about what's to come, like or it's like what it's going to look like, how it's going to feel and stuff like that. But like,
yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It's, like, you just have to keep it, like, where your feet are. And, like, it's
yeah.
hard. But, and I love what you said also just about how the things that are meant to eat are going to come easy, you know? And, like,
yeah,
like that is honestly so true. Because it's, like, yes, there's going to be work that you have to be able to do to obviously keep it up and running. But I think that
right.
the actual, like, experience and chance to be able to do what you are supposed to do, it is never going to pass you up. It is
yeah.
never, ever going to pop you up.
You'd have to, like, literally be playing playing a dodging game to really miss it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was also going to say, like, the whole, like, aspect of, like, I think you said not knowing when you're, like, in the thick of it and, like, you don't know. Like, it can be scary. And I had to kind of, like, reframe that because, honestly, like, fear literally just ruins everything.
Yep.
Like, it drives you away. Like, you can
and
talk yourself out of
doing. Holds so many people back. Like, that is
oh my gosh.
The number one things that can just, like, and it's just so sad to see. But yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, you're good. And I feel like what was a cool reframe for me when I am just like, oh my gosh, like, if I do this, this is gonna change this, what's gonna happen? And I'm like, wait, like, if I do this, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? Not like, what's going to happen? Like, something cool could really happen. So instead of being, like, scared of, like, the, like, literally, like, thinking about the worst possible things that could happen,
yeah.
I'm like, bro, what could really happen, though, that could be super
That'd
cool
be awesome.
That I could learn from, that I could grow from? And, like, that's, like, changed, like, the trajectory, I feel like, of my life. Because now I feel like I'm just a lot more bold, like, a lot more just, like, out there. Because I'm just, like, what are you like? What's gonna happen? Like,
right,
I'm and more like I'm just curious.
On almost, you know.
Yeah.
Show me
it's,
what she got.
It's no. Yeah, it's like no longer like I'm not like negative or positive. I'm just very neutral. I'm like, what's gonna happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like genuinely, you know.
I feel like that's such a good place to be too, because I feel like that's pure, just like contentment too. You know, it's like
yeah.
It's like that's like being at that stage within yourself is almost like you. It's like you. Know that it's like things may not look great, things nice scenes may not look bad either, but it's like regardless of what they look like, you are going to be able to handle it, and you're going to be and like you're going to be ready for it too. And like it's just so powerful whenever you have that mindset going into things too, because then I feel like you're just so much more free too. And like
yeah,
I'm the leader. It's like the more free that you feel, the better off that you're going to be able to do whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
and it just holds so much power.
Yeah.
I
bet you probably felt a lot of those things too when you like started this, like for real. Like
right.
I wonder how long did it
yes.
take you between like thinking about doing this and like starting it? Like
a full year. I kid you
right.
not, a full 12 months. I started my master's, and I got my master's in strategic communication, and
mm-hmm.
part of my master's projects in one of my classes was to we had the choice in taking a brand and trying to bait the boo, like market it, create it, so deliver it differently, or we had the chance to basically create like our own brand and just like make it like our own thing. So like of course I'm like, well, I'm just gonna like make my own things. And then I was trying to like break down what I wanted to do, because at first I was like, well, I could do clothes because I love clothes, obviously, which
mm-hmm.
That is something I want to eventually make in like the
get
first
into.
Space, a little Simple You fashion line. That's
come along.
That's on my vision board. but yeah, so I had first gotten this idea, and it was just crazy because because it was like I knew that I loved to be able to like connect and talk with people and really just like embrace just like each other, you know, like that is like one of my favorite things ever. And but it was crazy because it took me 3 months to figure out the name. I'm actually going to text you my very first like draft for this. Mm-hmm. It was called Mindset Matters at first. That was going to be the name. And then I pivoted it. And it was just so much work too, because I didn't realize like how much like every single detail truly actually mattered going into like what I wanted. Because like, it kind of like your clothing fashion, you know, it's like what you wear is going to be perceived as, you know, like who you are in some way, shape, or form. And like,
right.
And like, that was where I was like, I wanted this to be like my baby almost, you know, I was like,
yeah.
I wanted this to be something that represented the vision for it, but like more so the seal of it too. Like I'm like a very much like feel type of person, and I just wanted to be able to create something that like made every single person who use either like questioned themselves or felt like unsafe or felt like unheard, like did what gonna be to pay for up, because like, cause like I felt so like so freaking much of those things growing up and just like with like the stuff that I'd even gone through. And like if I gone through that, there was some telling what everyone else had gone through too, you know. And that prayer was like, no one knows, like no one should ever feel like their voice is not heard, or that what they say, what they think, do they even are, should be tamed at all. Because I mean, like that was something. Whenever I was even trying to, like, come up with what I wanted this podcast to even kind of like represent, I kept going back to just like the things that I kept on like that I would be like struggling with on throughout like my entire life, and like it always went back to me just constantly trying to people please, or me trying to make the people that are around me happy, or me trying to like be able to like sound a certain way, or you know, like I don't know. There was just so many times in my life where I like look back and I just wish that I held on to like who I was more. And that's where I just wanted to try to create a space that could kind of like push that out. But sorry, that was so much.
I was about to say, I'm like, I feel like, even though, like, I don't know, I hope you don't, like, think of that as, like, negative. I feel like that's, like, literally, like, the whole journey. Like, I feel like we're born into this world, and then, like, you get pulled left, right.
Yes.
You're trying to, you know, match your parents' requirement. Then you have friend. Then you have coaches. Then you have teammates. And then you're trying to, then you, I feel like the journey is to, like, come back to, like, who am I actually? Like, what do I want?
Yes.
Not, like, what do y'all want? And I feel like that's, like, the whole journey. So,
yes.
So, like, whatever it was, like, it had to happen for you to be here right now.
Fact. And that's fair, too. I think that whenever you finally realize that, like, what you go through, like, you just have to learn just to be grateful for every single, like, heart. Just because, like, we would not be who we are, without any of it. And like,
without any of it, like, there's just no way.
Any of it. And that literally reminds me of this one, which I must change this real quick so it might get fucking loud again. But on mine, it was still kind of loud, too, I think, just because it was the mic. I think it's just because now that I, undid my microphone and just using the Riverside, I think that that's what the background is, because I still hear it on my
yeah, I'm still hearing it too.
To hear it on your end though is what I'm thinking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
I still am hearing like the little cricket thingy.
Which I have no idea why, but that even reminds me of this one movie. It's called Everything, Anywhere, All at Once, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically about like this couple, and it's like so freaking conflict. It's one of those like mind twister movies or whatever. But it's like the basic theme of it though is like, if you change one singular thing of your life, it's gonna change the outcome of where you actually are right now. And like, it's just like, it just really, really put it into her, like, it just really put it into perspective of like, of just like, what it's just like, what we go through, like, we need it, you know? And if,
yeah,
in one way or like, it's just, and that's where I too, or like, that's where I say, like, too, whenever you kind of step away from like the cedar of failure, I feel like it's really easy to, or not really, sorry, it's not really easy, but I think that instead of looking at it as like a cedar of failure, looking at it more as like, you either win or you're going to learn, right? But it's like,
yeah,
but it's like, you never actually fail. And I,
yeah,
and like, that's just so easy. I feel like just,
yeah, like failure is literally like, that's like a mindset. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's not actually like, right, an outcome cannot like come out the way that you want, but like, again, we can learn. It can be just a learning point, not like a, oh, I messed up.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I love that. I love that. And I also love the Moody, was, this is kind of basic, but I also love the Moody Interstellar, just because, oh my God, if you have not watched that, please.
I am so lame when it comes to movies. I do not watch movies.
Please,
I'm so
watch it. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Okay.
But
what is it called? I got to put it in the notes.
It's called, it is called Interstellar.
Interstellar?
Yes. I-N-S-T-E-R.
I-N-S?
Yes. I-N-S. Inter, or shoot. No, sorry. I, hold on. Sorry. I enter, I-N-T. I-N-T-E-R-S-T-E-L-L-A-R.
Got you.
Interstellar.
Sound went away. I can hear you now. Did the sound go away,
yes,
on your end?
Bless. I had no idea why, but thank the Lord.
Cool.
No, yeah, but it basically just says that, like, love is the one thing that can travel through all dimensions from, like, past, present, and future. Because, like, if you're people who maybe have passed away, it's, like, there are still things that you can feel or see that just, like, give you their, like, love, like, their love, like, their love, basically. And, like, that's just so freaking special because, like, I feel like love is, like, the one thing that, not that we're necessarily like going away from, but you just don't see it as often now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like love your people like through and through, and like show them that too, you know, like give them,
yeah,
tell them that. Ugh.
Yeah. It's like, also, I feel like people also just have so many different definitions of love from like their life experiences, which could also be like a tough thing. Like,
yeah,
I feel like there's like, and right, and I feel like whatever your definition is, it's fine, but because there can be so many definitions, I like to go off of, like, obviously, you know, I'm talking about God a lot, so
yes,
I like to go off of like the definition of like what I understand God and Jesus's mm-hmm. love is for us, and like that's what I base my life off of, because it's easy, because I feel like,
right,
If I'm moving from my own way of love, that could change every single day. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever I'm feeling, you know what I mean? And so, like, understanding, like, having a foundation of, like, what God and Jesus say love is has been, like, so helpful for me on, like, a point to come back to every time where I'm like, am I moving in love? Am I being love? Am I being a personification of the love that God has for me to other people? And I feel like that's what governs how I move with love. But like, you don't know what different people's foundation is. So like, they could be out here saying, I am moving in love and this is how I love. And like, your definition just might be different. And
just
I feel like
completely different.
I've had to like learn a lot about like, man, how you define things and how the people in your life define things, there has to be some sort of,
yes,
has to be some sort of like, what's it called? Sameness. Like, obviously you don't want to be only around people who think just like you, but like, I feel
it
like when it comes to like, how do you
foundation about,
yes,
about either like
look,
your values,
friendship,
your,
all yes, that, like, all like, what is being a friend mean to you? Okay. If it means that to you, it means this to me. Maybe this won't work. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it will work. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's kind of like what I've had to learn about. I'm just like, what do you think about like friendship? This is what it means to me. So that in the future, if I don't know, we're tangenting, but
no,
if like, what's it called?
say something happens and I'm like, okay, well, this is how I define friendship. And you don't see that as like being a good friend or not being a good friend. And that's not because like you're a bad person. It's just because that's just how you view. Yeah. That's literally just how you view friendship. And like that has saved me a lot of hurt. Cause I'm just like, I used to go throughout life and be like, oh, she did this to me. Or, oh, that's hurt. That hurts my feelings. Like all this stuff. But like whole time, like no one's really like,
no,
I hope.
Really? No.
No one's that malicious. Like no, for my own peace of mind.
It's never bro, like that, Apple. And I feel
for my own peace of mind, that is like the tree I'll die. I'm like, no one is that malicious. Like people are literally just doing and being how they know best and what they know. So it's like
literally what you they really know, like, and they just have literally to be exposed in that to be able to change to, or one, they or one, they like they can either change it or they can just find people who'd fit into that realm, you know?
Yes.
But no, that is so freaking true though, just about how people are going to define things and just see things so freaking differently. And I think that it's good to have people who can challenge you in ways, but I think that whenever it comes down to how you all view things and how you all like, and just like what you all stand on, what you all stand for. Mm-hmm.
And it's just your all's like foundation about like
how you all want to be able to build and create going forward. That's just going to save you all so much. And like,
so much. And like, you just like, also feel not crazy. Like,
yes,
I don't, like, you know what I mean?
Like, you get it, you know?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like it is so refreshing whenever you have people who just move similar to you. It's like they don't necessarily have to dress the same and look the same and sound the same and think the same, but mm-hmm. but like it's like if they move the same, that's mm-hmm. all that really fucking matters at the end
yeah.
of the day. 100% agree. That is literally so true. I love that little tangent. I love it. What is the most surprising thing that you have discovered about yourself?
Surprising thing. I feel like, I feel like how much, I don't know if it's like surprising, but how much of like a contradiction that I am personally, but I feel like we all are, but I feel like how you can be like, I don't know how you can, I can feel one way and then like really feel another way, but like, they're like on the same, you know what I mean? They're like the same argument, but I can like really be in a, I can see how like being in a state of mind where I could be this way and be that way, if that makes sense. Like,
that makes complete sense. It's almost like you can see both, like both sides kind of.
Yeah. And like, but also not in like a, just see both sides. Like I can also like be really like gung-ho about both, even though they're like opposing, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know, just like the duality of me, I guess. Like,
oops.
Not duality. I don't even know if that's like the word, but I don't know. It's just like you, I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't know, actually. Let me think. I think I got it.
But I do like that though,
because
I feel like too, whenever you try to, or not try to, but I feel like whenever you can like, I don't know what to say. It's almost like whenever you like ride through like both sides almost, you know, like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's almost so powerful though, because then it's like you can choose like which way that you want to stand on it too, you know?
Yeah. And like each and like both of them like matter in like certain different like areas. Like, I just had a thought. I was gonna say like,
find it. You're good. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not finding it. Let me think.
You're not finding it.
Oh, okay. Basically, okay. Yeah. The whole like that I can be a contradiction just because like I can't really like put myself into like one box other than like the box of like that's kind of the path I'm going. Like I used to think, oh, I only like doing this sort of thing, but then like a time in life came where I started to like doing that sort of thing. So like
very
versatile. I don't know, this is
like,
right. Or yeah, sure. Like I feel like this is like very small scale, but like it used to be a personality trait that I'm like, I don't eat red meat. I don't eat red meat.
Girl.
And then one day I started eating red meat. So it's just like, and now I eat red meat all the time, and I love it.
Same. That is
so. But like, there was a point in time where I was like so serious about, no, I don't. And so I think like just learning that, like, bro, like I don't like to put myself in a box. I feel like I don't like to like label myself or put myself like, oh, I'm this or I'm that. Other than like the only thing I'll say is that I believe in God. That's like, you know what I mean? 10 toes, whatever. But like, other than that, everything else, I'm like, wait, no, like I do feel this way, but I don't know. Eventually I can maybe feel this way or like, you know what I mean? So yeah,
that is also
giving myself the freedom to just like be. Cause I feel like sometimes when we like try to like put ourselves in a box and like, oh, I don't like this or I'm the type of person, then like, we're like you're confined by it.
Short too.
Yeah. And you're also like, I don't know, like how you, when you want to like genuinely interact with stuff, just because you said you're this person or you're under this box, like you feel like you can't interact with it as genuinely as you want because you told yourself and you told everybody that you didn't like it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I feel like I just like had to stop. I stopped doing that because I'm like, bro, I'm like pretty free. Like I can really go under anything.
You
go
are
and do
who you say
lot.
You are. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, literally. I love that, Chia. And I feel like that's so important too, because I feel like it's so easy to just like place yourself into one box and or just even like identify yourself as to like being one fate. But it's like, but it's like, we don't need to be just one thing. Like, it's like, no, like we can like ceramics and we can like fashion and we can like jazz and we can like rather and
right
like there's just so much
literally like yeah music is like a perfect example like yeah. Oh, like I'm not a country music girl, but then like my friends put me on and I'm like, this is fire. I like some of this stuff. Yeah. So like, yeah, literally. And then like, but then at a time, because you know, this is what you do when you put yourself in a box of like, I was like, I don't really listen to country music. I would like a song, and sometimes I wouldn't like admit that I liked it. I'm like, bro,
and
just because I told
that?
Everybody that I wasn't like, no.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, I feel that. That was even how I was with some of the like as far as music goes, that's how I was, especially like in college, whenever like I was just so into like hip hop and rap. And then I was like, as soon as I was like out, I was like, you know, like I kind of like some like house music and like, you know, just like some of like the like Miley and like Chloe and Fun type of beauty and like Tate, like Cray and like Bim and like, but it's like, I feel like if you place yourself into a box, it's just like not being free, you know, like I feel like that's just like what it all comes down to is just like,
yep.
It's just like being able to live a life where you can be free and open enough to just be able to like allow for new like experiences and things. Like I feel like even like this can kind of even tie back to like the very, very beginning of our conversation whenever we were talking about just how just like being just like sat and just kind of like slowing things down. Like I feel like if you are able to slow things down and be like, no, like I actually do like this, and like,
right,
but just because I feel like it's so easy to be sped up and be like, oh my gosh, no, like no, like that's weird, that's this and that, but like it's really not, like
it's not like give your like you said, like putting yourself in a block, give it a chance and like allow yourself to like genuinely interact with like whatever's going on. Like, as I mean, like genuinely interact, like act like you said, sit there. Do I actually like this song or do I actually like that outfit? Like sit there and like really like ask yourself. And I feel like, I don't know, ever since I've been like on this whole slow down life kick, I've just like found more of myself, like authenticity. Like what do I really like? What do I really want? Like, you know what I mean? Like slowing down. I don't know. And it just also, it shows you the depth of yourself and like all the things that you're capable of. And like, it also helps you connect with like so many different people from so many different backgrounds because you're not putting yourself in a box. Like, so I don't know. It's just,
slowing down is essential. And I feel like too, whenever you slow down, you also give yourself time to just like listen to yourself too. Like, I feel like that's also what we can miss sometimes whenever we try to constantly speed up and
just think, you know, like, what's next to comes. But half the time, like, if we just step back and listen to our minds, and especially, like, our family, especially your body, too, like, it is going to hold you so freaky wise. And, like, I even, like, my body, especially, like, it will, like, react to things whenever, like, it knows is this right or this wrong, you know? I mean, like, and I feel like you have to be able to slow down and actually hear what your cells is actually thinking and feeling, too, because if you don't, they're not going to actually think true to what you want and what you actually like. You're just going to adapt to what everyone else has got to do. And it does deep to get, like, in that trap on my suit. This is crazy.
It is, bro. It's, like, the way the world is set up. Yes! You don't actually, like, you can't, there's no, like, natural space for you to slow down. Like, look within, take time to get to know yourself. There's literally, like, no open space for that. You have no choice but to, like, literally step away and, like, create the space for it.
And
like,
that, there's I just, got it.
There's no area in this world because everybody's always going to tell you what to do, what to wear, what to say, how to look, all this stuff. Look, you should think about this situation. And it's like, bro, like, give yourself the chance to interact with what's going on as genuinely as you possibly can. Like, not, and I feel like also, like, even though I love TikTok, I do feel like if you don't interact with it in the appropriate way, like, it can make you, like, you will take every single thought. Like, that's a million thoughts a day that aren't genuinely yours. And you're, like, reading. She's out there agreeing with me.
Can't get back.
What's it called? There's, like, a million thoughts that you're, like, literally taking in as yours. And it's, like, oh, what's it called? For basic example, also you're reading, you're scrolling through TikTok and it says something about, like, oh, when he does this, it means this. And you're like, oh my gosh, he says that, so it means that. Like, girl, no.
No.
Or
no.
Like, you know,
literally.
And I'd be like, it's so, especially with TikTok, it is so easy to disbelieve everything that's
everything. See.
And I'm like, it is literally one of the most fakest things that you're ever going to see. And I feel like it's so easy to just, like, apply everything into your life. And
everything
and, like, is meant to be applied to you. Like, not everything is for you. To like, just because it's your For You page, did not be for you, babe. Let me tell
literally.
You. Oh, no.
Or, like, even, like, what's it called? Like, who's also saying this? Like, what source? Is this person credible enough? Like, would you sit there? This random person that you've never met is telling you something about your life. And, like, and again, I'm not saying that it's all bad. It's genuine. Like, everything, I feel like nothing is, like, innately bad. It's all about how you interact with it and everything in moderation. I literally feel like a psychopath because sometimes I'll be scrolling through TikTok and, like, it's a weird game for me. I'll be like, do I agree with what you're saying, actually? And I'm like, actually, no.
Actually,
like,
no. And that's, you know what, like, I mean? Yeah.
And then I'll scroll. But instead, people are like, oh, my gosh, true. Then I'm like, no.
My follow-up. Oh my gosh.
No. And then that also takes away from what's called another space where it doesn't really give you the opportunity to, like, be. Not it doesn't not give you the opportunity to be your authentic self, but it can take you away from being your authentic self because you're wanting to listen to all these random people who went viral for whatever reason. Yeah. You know?
No, yeah. It is insane. And I mean, like, I even think about, too, whenever I will even do, like, scrolling and stuff, like, I will find myself asking, like, how and why did dirty people get this amount of, like, fame and follow and stuff like that, you know? Because I'm like, it's like, I'm not saying that in a way to be like, they don't deserve it. And so just, like, what credibility do they have, like, do
with that?
I'm like, what value are they actually giving? Like, I see so many people post about just, like, these things where it's like, I don't know. Like, it's just crazy to me because I feel like, especially just with how accessible TikTok is, like, there's so many creators and there's so many platforms that can be used just to preach and just to show people, like, how to live like the life that prevent me from getting sucked into them, like, it's like, it can prevent you from being sucked into, like, the noise, you know? It's like, what that is going on. But instead, it should more people try to, like, did you stuck into that norm? And
yeah. I mean, dude, if there are people out there preaching about that type of stuff, the TikTok algorithm is probably not pushing for that because it takes the whole point away from TikTok. Yeah. Like why certain people are addicted to it and all that stuff.
That's so true. I always think I can't even imagine the world before TikTok was as big as it is now.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I don't either. Which is crazy because I'm like, what did we even talk about? Like, what did we even before.
It was I think it was just straight up Instagram.
Me too.
Twitter.
If you use Instagram to look at likes and stuff, you may as well just delete the app because I feel like Instagram has fallen off in that,
in that spectrum. Like at this point, it's literally just self-expression and art on my part. Like, and I think that's just such a better way to interact with it at this point. TikTok. I feel like now TikTok is the area for let me go viral, let me blow up, and all that stuff. Okay. So.
No saying. I know. Yeah, that's what I kind of try to look at Instagram as my digital diary, Emma, which is so fun. Anyway, sorry, if you keep going on sand, if that was my fault. But Uba, what's the lesson that you learned the hard way? Not question the question.
Okay, lesson that I learned the hard way. I think I'm still learning this lesson. I feel like. I'm not not the best communicator of my feelings and stuff. And I'm really good, actually. I'm pretty decent. I'm not going to say I'm really good. I'm pretty decent with platonic relationships and pretty good with my family relationships. But I think I'm the romantic end of the spectrum. I have a lot of work to do. I think that and then communication just in general, you just save. You don't in certain situations when I have just said how I feel and someone has said how they feel, I'm like, oh, bro, what I was thinking out of my head, what you were thinking,
just to get it out in the open.
And it's and then what I thought it was really wasn't what it was. It just is so, it's so, and every single time I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All I had to do is just open my mouth. And then every single time I get in situations and I'm like,
but it's so scary just to even see that jump and even saying what you're thinking, which is
so scary. It feels people are like, bro, just say it. And it really feels like there's a barrier, a physical barrier. And I will choke if I say it, actually.
No, that's a good reality. Like, girl, sentence too. No, that is so real.
But I feel I don't know. I don't know. I've learned the lesson. And so many times, Chia, just communicate. And I feel like I also feel like I thought my idea of communication was also super different. I don't know, what you're communicating and also what you're comprehending is super important. Well, it's not just
things too, because it's you can say one thing and they can hear a completely different thing too.
Yeah.
And that's
And journaling has really helped me with this. And it's going to continue to help me. How do you want to, what am I really trying to say? I know how I felt in the moment, but how can I put that in words so that you can really understand what is going through my head? I really think that there is something to really learn from Love on the Spectrum. No matter what anybody has to share, I hate that there's so much to learn from there because all of them, it's just exactly what's on their mind. I want a safe environment for me, which I have this with my friends and my family is there's no guessing of what I'm thinking. There's no guessing of what you're thinking. If something annoys you, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know. So that now that with that knowledge, I have a better way to operate. If you don't let me know what's going on with you, this is the lesson. This is Chia, listen, if you don't let me know what's going on with you, how am I supposed to expect you to know how to move or what I need in the moment? And so I feel on Love and the Spectrum, they will literally be at dinner with each other and they're I don't really like you. They're like, I don't like you either. Okay. And I'm going on a separate way.
But it's so no, ultimate,
nobody keeps it
right,
personal.
So trans,
it's not that deep. It's just like, hey, like, you're not my type of little stuff. And like, it's fine. And like, they go the separate
ways. It's not that deep either. Like, it's really
never
that
deep.
It's just like how I feel and how, and just like, oh my gosh. I
know. And like, for, even on the other end of the spectrum, like, hey, I really like you.
Yep.
I really like you too. Let's be together. And they're just like, all right, cool. And I'm like, if only it was that simple. But there's just so much. Like, we make things so complicated by not being so
to the mass. And it's literally just because we are just all so afraid of just saying and expressing how we actually feel. And I'm like,
and being real and being honest.
It's
like,
very big
literally,
because honest. I'm like,
yeah,
it's just so crazy that that is really the things that can make any and every single relationship so much easier.
So much,
and it
so
is,
much easier.
And it is the one thing where people would choose to lie and just pretend like they feel like a certain type of way to either think that they're protecting the other person or mm-hmm. because they are like afraid to hear or see the reaction or like whatever it may be. It's just like, I don't know, because I used to be someone who was just constantly like overthinking and within like anything within my life. And like, I got to a point where I was just like, I would rather just say exactly what I'm thinking, how I feel, and then kind of just like deal with it from there rather than, and then just like, yeah, you know, like,
and
you said it perfectly. It was just like, It was like you don't have to guess anymore, and it's done. That
there's like, again, we keep talking about it, just like about like freedom and peace. Like there's just like a peace that comes because like you don't even know what you're supposed to like really learn or get out of like a relationship if you are not at like really being genuine in it. Like if again, like how you said, like because it's like how I think you may feel, it may change how I'm maybe towards you, and then vice versa, and like that's never good. We're both just like going off of thoughts, and thoughts are not always facts. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
so like,
we could have, not every single thought that you have is true.
Invalid. It's like, I hate, like, right, I do think, like, how you see a valid, all that stuff. But, like, to an extent, like, bro, it's not all valid. It's like, sometimes I think some outlandish things that I can't sit here and, like, and validate every single thought that runs through my head just because it's my thought. It's like,
right.
No.
Exactly. But then it's like,
we can choose, exactly. It's like, but then it's like, we do have the freedom to be able to choose with thought that we actually, you know, think and believe and act on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like that's just where your own, like, the work just really, really comes out
and
to play.
And you can all that.
Because it's like, we are going to have much control over every single thought that comes to our head, right? But it's like, But like it's like we do have control over how we act, over what we say, over what we do. I feel like that is just it. Like it can be so powerful. It's just like so,
you know,
and freaking special too.
And then even going back to what we were saying about how you were saying that when you're honest and real, how you started to be more honest and real because like it was too much, like holding all like what you were genuinely feeling in your head. And I'm like, at the end of the day, though, even though I do think it brings like freedom and peace, I think that there's a cost. I think that there's always a cost to like both. There's a cost to be real and honest, but there's also a cost to like not being real and honest. But like, I feel like the cost is like not being real and honest is like you can build a lot of resentment.
Yeah,
you can. What's it called? People pleasing, like all that stuff. Just like you can also put yourself in like I'm a victim. Like, oh, this person do, but like whole time you weren't expressing yourself. You didn't tell somebody that you didn't like them. You didn't give them a chance to like try and be better for you. And then on the other hand, when you're always real and honest and stuff, which is like something that I feel like I have never been really good at like filtering and stuff. So like, and I'm learning to like find a way to be like honest and truthful with like in like my delivery of that stuff, and at a point in time like, and I never say anything to be malicious or mean or stuff, but like I've gotten you're mean and all that stuff, and like you're intimidating or like scared to like tell, like, you know what I mean. And as I'm growing, I'm learning how to like deliver truth with more love, and not that I ever intended to not deliver it with love, but like
sometimes
when you're telling,
just as you know, perceived that
when you're
Yeah, exactly. And like when you're trying to tell somebody a truth that's a hard truth, there's a way that you need to say it. And yes. I'm learning how to like cater it to each person and all that stuff as I'm going through life. But like on the other hand, you lose people, you lose relationships.
Yeah.
You can maybe lose out on opportunity, like, and all that stuff. And again, I do also think that when you are operating and being your authentic self and speaking your truth and honesty, anything that's like leaving your vibe as you're doing that stuff, it was never really meant to be there in the first place.
Agree.
I do agree. But like, not to say that shit hurts.
It hurts. I've heard that shit before.
That shit hurts bad. It like shatters a little bubble of what you thought. Like, yeah. I was like, I thought that this was the type of interaction that we were having, but then once I spoke my mind, now we're not cool. Like, yeah, like that shit hurts. It hurts really bad, but like I feel more free that like I don't have to like keep what I'm thinking in my head. And then I also now have I've worked so hard on building my community and my relationship that now I have a group full of people that like I can literally just be being, say what I want to say, and like no one's taking it offensively, and they also understand that I'm coming from a good place, but like they also like, you know, I can also say the truth and they can also do the same, and it's such a safe environment, and I'm not operating in like fear of like,
yeah,
people creeping and like, well, you know what I mean? So it is, there's a cost to both, and it's like which cost are you willing to
which
pay?
Which cost, yeah, are you going to pay? Yeah. Literally, no, that is such a freaking good point, because I honestly think that is what that's what almost like pulls people back from speaking the truth, because they are so good. It's like they are still afraid of losing people, losing the place, whatever it is. But that's where like we all have to remind you that like if you are speaking true to like, if you were speaking in a way that is true to yourself, if you were going to be acting in a way that is true toward yourself, whatever you lose, whatever you miss, it was not even for you, you know? Like, it was literally not for you at all. But I think that
the couldn't have been
blue thing people,
yeah,
pulls so many of us back from the saying what and how and seal. But that's even, yeah, like what I'd like, I should just have my, like, put on a friendship even. Like, that might really have been in, not even like, not even missing a lot, but more so I've just been like noticing a lot more recently how much that we all are able just to like speak our minds like through and through, and it's just buddy. And I think we just all have such a deep bubble of an understanding where it's like we all know that like if we are gonna one call something else or like one, like that is all just because it is from love. Two, it is because like that is a mentality deal. But I feel like you have to be able to be completely okay, you know? Like I feel like if you kind of set the tone with any type of relationship where it's not even like built on lies, but it's just not built on like full truths, you know? Like it's
right.
Because that is also a big, big difference too. And almost like picking and choosing like what you want to say to. And I say like just the freedom and the relief to be and have relationships where you can just be freely and not feel like you have to like your tongue or like hold back.
Over explain yourself.
It is
like,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it is just so green. But on
talk
of that, because I have also gotten the same like I got in the same part as like people thinking I'm like intimidating and mean and stuff like that. But I think that whenever you are someone who is either one, like not really afraid of like bonfication, or two, just but working how to like not see a certain like be online. But mm-hmm. also that's a little like me kind of also be able like you need them halfway soon. And I feel like that's what so many people lose and don't really realize is that they think that if you're just super on it and if you're just speaking your mind, then that's like, then that by all.
You're in the right.
Right. But
no.
But like, it's like, no, like if I'm going to be taking the time to actually speak and say something that I actually believe in, I want to make sure that I'm going to be saying it in a way that they can actually hear, you know? And I feel like
Yeah.
that.
Like I want. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, what are you saying? Like,
you're being truth, you want to say the truth and you want to be honest, but if the other person that you're being truthful and honest to isn't receiving it, then
they're showing a point to
it. There was no point. So that's what I'm like learning too. I'm like, okay, like how would this person be able to receive this information better? And then if they don't, at least I know I tried, you know?
Exactly. That's even like what I was just like about to say too, is that I feel like whenever you actually take the time to think about how that person is going to like is like going to like receive whatever you were saying, that is going to make you even one, it's going to make you stand on what you think in general, or two, it's going to make you do it. Actually, like, do I actually feel this way? You know, like that struggle. And I feel like it should take the level of like self reflection that just so many people make. And I could like, I completely agree. That is also something that I've been trying to work on too. It's just my like deliverable one. And then what I do want to say something about how I do or saying, just making it in a way that someone one recess so much to that's so gonna get her night to the crawl, but also the turner mic meeting them was almost like whatever they're at, the identity brought the.
So like, and it's so like, right, it's so much easier said than done. Well, and we're like talking about it like it's like cakewalk, as if like we haven't been through. I know what I've been through and like my journey of that, and I know you've probably been through a bunch of stuff too.
Yes.
And like, it's so real though, to be like, oh my, like I'm scared of being my authentic self. Yeah, I'm scared of like speaking my truth, because when you put yourself out there, like, and you're vulnerable, and like some people
and
won't
you're
exposed
like you. Too.
Yeah, like, and some people won't like you, and that, and right, I feel like we're humans and everybody wants to be liked and all that stuff. And so like when you're like, when you put yourself out there and somebody's like, actually no, like I can see how it can make people like retreat, but it's like, bro, keep going. Like, that just means that, like, you're one more person away from, like, somebody, like, hearing you and being like, I like that.
Exactly,
and I like you.
Exactly. And I'm a firm believer. And there's this one saying, I don't know who said it, but it's like one more no is like one step closer to, like, the biggest yes ever by then. I feel like.
Right.
And, like, I feel like that's just what we also had to just keep, like, reminding ourselves, too, is that, like, one, if someone does not like you, or if someone is telling you no, it's probably, again, just not meant for you, you know? And I feel like it's so easy to take that to heart and just take that into, like, a personal look into it. But, like, it's really not, you know? Like, it's just,
not that,
like, it's not.
Yes.
And it's, like, bro, okay, you yourself, like, right, you hate people, not you specifically, but people in general. It's, like, you don't like being rejected. You don't like when people don't like you. But, like, you don't like everybody, and you probably have rejected people. Like, it's not that deep. It's not that personal. It's like, bro, we are all living the same experience. And I feel like the quicker that everybody really realizes that on like a deep, on the deepest level, like you just realize like, bro, everything is really okay. I'm exactly where I am. I'm meant to be here. I'm with the people that I'm supposed to be with, like all that stuff. Like,
yes. Things are never that deep.
It can't be, or else we would all be going crazy.
Facts, no, literally. And I just love, kind of just to like finish things off here, but I just love what she just said, just about how we all are just like, there. It's like we all are just having and living in such similar ways. And I feel like just like the quicker that we all just are to see that, we are just going to be set. And it's just going to make so many days just so much more fluid too, you know?
Love that. Chia, you are amazing, girl. This has been
girl,
so
you are too.
This has been so fun.
You make me yap.
No, literally, we're yappers. Oh my gosh, I'm about to say, we're definitely going to have to plan that trip soon to DC. I'm
going to mention that.
Tell Jen to call me or some shit so I can figure it out.
Oh yeah. I'm sure you'll be getting a direct FaceTime from us. We're there.
That's
so.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like really close. So I'm like, bro, I'm like really open. So I'm getting to slide anywhere right now.
Yeah. It's up. I'm excited. Yes. But Chia, seriously, thank you so much. You are incredible.
Well, thank you. Like, this was so good.
Oh, like, this was just such a refreshing conversation. And seriously, just know how much that I just, like, appreciate it.
You are so refreshing and a beautiful soul and a beautiful person. And I'm just so
thankful. You love. You're so sweet. And honestly, I'm so grateful for you to even like have me be a part of like this journey, because right when I'm thinking about like my own and like who I want to maybe like talk to and all that stuff, like I'm pretty intentional about that. So like I appreciate you for even like letting me be a little part of this journey, and I can't wait to see you continue to take off, girl.
Oh, thanks, girl. And this will be one of many episodes, I'm sure, with us. So I'm excited.
I'm saying, like, we have too much to get into.
I'm gonna say, we just like touched on it, I feel like, this
barely.
Yes, yeah, yes. Agreed. Oh, cool. Let me play a little cozy scene up real quick. But one, Chia, thank you so much again. You are incredible. You're beautiful. And just, we all very much appreciate you. And to the rest of you all listening and watching, thank you all so, so much for tuning in this week. Make sure to like and subscribe on Spotify and YouTube. And I'll look you all next week on Simply You with Be Here, Be Real, Be You with Carly Basham. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Chia.